Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie,
that government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny?
We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave.
And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. But what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolli, earn free Bitcoin while you shop. Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming fruit shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Hello, I'm Mike. My birthing partner and I just got our new Lysnica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysnica Freedom microchip. SNSHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their freedom microchip. I jumped on Lysnick a joint.
This freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from getting a gene therapy.
These freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart. An employee would insert it in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysnick track and trace your every move. You just need a freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysnick Freedom microchips. They are sweet.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireza. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio.
Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Warning. 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 Warning.
All right, hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everyone so much for finding us today. Today is Tuesday, so we'll have Candace joining us. Leslie is on assignment tonight. She'll be on Thursday in place of Candace, so let's go ahead and bring Candace on here. Candace, welcome in.
Hello, darling. How are you?
All right. So what's the latest with you? I know this is early for you in the week.
Oh, well, I've actually got tomorrow off because they're having a lot of voluntary time off. Is basically take some time off, or we're going to start taking volunteers, so I'm pretty excited. And there's excitement in the air all over Florida tonight.
And what excitement is that?
Basically, my phone blew up last night as I was cooking dinner, and I was getting a ton of news alerts about Trump. The FBI, and I really wish I would. I wish it wouldn't have been a weeknight, and I wasn't 3.5 hours away, because I wanted to jump in my car and run down there. But it turned out, I mean, they had, gosh, like 1,000 or 2,000 people show up outside his house, showing support and waving flags and holding up signs, and things are about to get lit. He's got an army behind him. What?
We can definitely see that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, but there's no fear. No fear. He's got a ton of support behind him politically and American-wise, so there's not really much they can do to him. And they know if they push too hard or anything like that, they're gonna have a war on their hands.
But I think they want it though.
I've heard that theory. It's part of the Biden conquer strategy.
Which is gonna be weird because they want to fight Russia, China, and America at the same time.
Yeah, good luck with that.
While getting rid of 28% of their military for not getting gene therapies.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, when you're trying to, it's just like with the cops, right? You push all the good ones out so you can bring in the corrupt ones and the ones that'll play ball by your game. Kind of see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they're not exactly filling up all those seats full of brand new recruits either, though.
Nah, but this stuff takes time. I don't know. I mean, it's all a guessing game right now. We'll definitely see what happens down the road.
I also want to know how we're going to get 87,000 IRS agents.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, in communist countries, you basically work for the state or you don't have a job, really. And I really see that happening here. I honestly do. So they hire, you know, like 80,000 IRS agents. That's more people working for the state. Pretty soon, you know, you're getting money to narcissists.
And don't forget, recently they added 75,000. So that's 162,000 IRS agents plus whatever they had before.
I know. And why does the IRS need ammunition and firearms?
Well, so they could take your house and stuff away.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. That's what I'm thinking too, which totally aligns with the communist agenda.
So I don't know how they take property away when everything has title to it. So are they going to have people sign stuff?
Well, they already take property away. I mean, eminent domain.
Yeah, but how do you
see,
eminent domain when you're not even behind?
For the good of community. That's how they do it.
Well, I understand that's what they want, but I don't know how legal that is. So that's something Merrick Garland will be answering, provided he's still the Attorney General at the time, because there will be investigations over what transpired yesterday.
Oh, there better be investigations. But up in New England, gosh, it might have been like a decade or more ago, Walmart wanted to build a store up there. And they had to take property. And they took the property away from the owners and gave it to Walmart. And they could do it legally because it was for the betterment and the good of the community because it created so many jobs.
That's just one city not trying to challenge back.
Oh, I know. But again, I'm cynical. I'm jaded. I saw how quickly people caved during Corona. So are they really going to fight? I know I'm a horrible human being, but I've lost faith in the human race. I really have.
Yeah, but I'm under the belief, though, that just like every other time in history where tyrants try to globally dominate, they get greedy, and they can't win. Like if Germany did not go into Russia, they would have won, but they got greedy and Russia beat their brains out.
Yeah, I know, right? And see, this is why I love talking to you, because you and I have different perspectives on something. So you balance out my jaded and cynicalness, and I love it. I really hope we do fight back, but I'm really scared about that.
Well, it's up to us, and if we don't fight back, there's not going to be anybody to save our tuchus.
Yeah, because there's no cavalry coming. If this country goes down, there will be no one that will airdrop food to us. There will be no army to come in that can protect us, that can liberate us. We're it. There's no bailout if we go down. So we're going to have to fight. We really are.
And it just gets me how hardcore they are with wanting to fight everybody at the same time while depleting their military. And not just depleting as far as numbers go, but China's testing out high-powered missiles that they've never used while we have people in 8-week training classes on wokeness.
Oh, I know, right? And we're being laughed at so hard because of that. It's like you guys are worried about what gender you are and who hurt your feelings today, you know? We're being told how weak we are.
Yeah. And what are we going to do when the military comes? Are we going to just, instead of saving ourselves, are going to be like, Mom, a Chinese military person called me a bee?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going to do?
It's going to be a wake-up education for so many people.
This Russian guy didn't call me my right pronouns. It's not fair.
Yeah. And the thing is, they're not going to care. The Russian guy, the Chinese guy, they're not going to care. No, they shouldn't. Yeah. We're soft. They know it. We got a weak spot.
Well, not everybody is soft.
Oh, I know. I know. All I can say is that we might not have a good military right now. It might be spread thin, but the people do have a military. Thank God for veterans.
Unless Robert Francis O'Rourke thinks he can do something about it.
Oh, nah. Don't get me started on that idea. I'm still mad that he was never investigated for taking campaign funds and bringing illegals over the border and shuttling them to Missouri. I'm mad that there was no investigation into that. He used his campaign funds to do it.
I do think it's funny, though, that all these Democrat mayors are all of a sudden complaining about those buses of illegals coming.
Oh, my gosh, that is so hilarious. So hilarious. Did we talk last week about that, any? About New York?
Yes. Probably.
Okay. Oh, what cracked me up is Mayor Adams is so mad because he was like, okay, Abbott is not telling us when the buses are going to get here. And I'm here and I'm like, exactly. I'm like, well, does Texas get warning when people cross the border? No. Why should you get warning when a bus shows up with people? Then Adams was mad about the fact that there were supposed to be 40 people on a bus, but there were only 14. So Adams was like, where'd the other people go? They obviously got off the bus between Texas and here. We have no way to track them. That's not good. And I'm like, okay, again, now you know how Texas feels. They come into Texas. Texas doesn't know where they're at. And then Adams got mad that they had not taken a list and wrote down the needs that these people had. So they didn't know what these people needed and how to care for them in the appropriate manner. And I'm like, again, figure it out, because Texas has been figuring this out for a very long time. Have fun. But he acted all offended that this stuff wasn't all in a pretty package for him.
So as far as I know, and it's been a long time since I've taken a bus, but it's not like the bus goes nonstop from the Texas border to New York City. So they have to stop for gas, they have to stop for meals, and people can get out. And if they stop for gas, then they can go into the convenience store and buy snacks or whatever. And then they have to allow time for three squares in the day.
Yep.
If the people don't feel like getting back on the bus because they have nothing, then they don't get back on the bus.
And they don't have to get back on the bus. I mean, they're not prisoners, you know?
Besides that, you don't even know their names.
Yeah, I know. It kind of cracked me up that New York City is all mad because now they're having to deal with this like Texas has had to deal with it. That just kind of cracked me up.
But do they think that it would be fair that only Texas and Florida and Arizona should handle this?
Oh, totally. And it's because now it's in their backyard. Before, it wasn't in their backyard, so they don't care. It was like 1,500 miles away. They didn't have to see it. They didn't have to deal with it. It didn't affect them. So why should they care? Now they're having to deal with it. It's in their backyard. Now they care because it affects them. It's hypocrisy.
Yeah, but right now I only hear complaining. I don't hear any solutions.
Not my job.
I didn't mean you. I'm talking about these mayors. They don't have any solutions. They're just talking. They're talking trash that they have to get all these people.
No, they don't have any solutions at all. They're putting them in homeless shelters, the last I heard. But my question is, wait a minute. New York City has a homeless problem also. They've been saying they don't have enough shelters for their homeless. So how are they able to get these people coming up from South America into homeless shelters? Explain that. What changed?
Well, there's population that's moving out of New York City, so maybe they're finding alternate housing for them.
Maybe. Oh, speaking of, did you hear about California in the hotels?
No. Talk to me.
Oh, proof. Oh, my God. You're going to die. Okay, so Los Angeles County is putting a measure on the ballot to where if a hotel in L.A. County has any vacant rooms after 2 p.m., they are going to be required to house the homeless in those rooms. They have to, the hotels,
after 2 p.m.
After 2 p.m. So all hotels in that county are going to be required to call whatever number and to say, okay, we have X amount of rooms open right now. And then they will have to house the homeless inside of it. Legally required. It is not an option. It is not a volunteer.
So 2 p.m. is still considered early, though, because most check-ins are either 2 or 3 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard of check-ins as late as 4 p.m.
Right.
Yeah. Is that not crazy? And I have so many questions. I read a couple of articles on it, and my questions have not been answered yet. But I want to know how the hotels are going to be reimbursed. Are they actually going to be reimbursed? Who's footing the bill for this? How were those funds raised? Is it a charity? Is it taxpayer dollars? And how are they deciding? Are they paying the hotels full rate, or are they just giving fair market value? Because there's a big difference between the Motel 6 in L.A. County and the Beverly Hills Hotel in L.A.
Oh,
County.
Oh, I understand that, yes.
Yeah. So what rates are these hotels going to be getting? Fair market or their current rate? And what happens when the government, because I'm assuming taxpayer dollars are going to pay for this, what happens when the budget falls short? Are they going to stop reimbursing hotels and readjust the rate and make it lower?
Probably.
Yeah, and they're going to turn them into slum hotels. And then hotels, they're going to start closing and moving elsewhere.
But that's only L.A. County, right?
Only L.A. County, but dude, that stuff spreads like a cancer. It really does. I mean, it started off in San Francisco with the $950 a day you could steal.
Right.
And then that just went statewide. I mean, it spread. Sorry, I didn't mean to hit you with everything. Boom!
That's all right. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
So Joanne is at a certain function, and she'll be here somewhere between 10 and 10:30, last I heard.
Oh, yeah, I was wondering about that. Then we got to talking. I'm jealous of what Leslie's doing.
Yeah.
I am so happy for her. I really am. I wouldn't have wanted to miss that for anything either. Are we allowed to talk about it, or?
Oh, if you know anything about it, sure. Otherwise, I was going to wait for her.
Oh, all I know is that she is meeting Dr. McCall. And I am thrilled. Because that should be incredible. And I cannot wait for Thursday night's show when she gets to talk all about it.
Yeah, I just know Dr. Peter McCullough is at some function that she's going to. That's as much as I know.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. I don't know what to think about the function either. I know as much as you know. So I can't wait to hear all her stories on Thursday. I'm so excited for her. He was up in Canada at the trucker rally. And I had a friend who went up to Toronto or Ontario, whichever city had the trucker rally. And she got to hear him speak and just said it was phenomenal. Quite the experience.
Well, with this whole Trump stuff, though, it just goes to show that these globalists are kind of at the end of the line, and they feel as though if they don't attack us now, they're going to be losing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're losing. I mean, Trump-endorsed candidates are winning primaries left and right. The support for Trump has not gone away. It's only actually getting fired up again.
And so. They're hating, though. The globalists are hating because instead of putting out a good candidate, they put up a bunch of slobs that nobody likes.
Yeah. Exactly.
And it's going to be hilarious when Liz Cheney loses her primary here coming up.
Oh, I can't wait.
Because the globalists put a ton of money behind her.
Oh, yeah.
And she's not likable. She's actually pandering to Democrats, begging Democrats to vote for her.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why
she
switched parties.
I don't know, but Mitt Romney's doing it, too.
What, he's switching parties?
He's not switching parties, but, like, Mitt marks with BLM.
Yes.
Do you remember that? Yeah.
Yes,
and,
because
and
when
Mitt,
you think of Black Mitt, Lives Matter, you think exactly about people like Mitt Romney.
Oh, of course, totally. You know, the guy that said 47% of Americans were too lazy to work?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, from 2012. So, yeah, he was all going Mr. Woke for a quick minute there. And everybody was like, oh, no, 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 you're just trying to get Democratic voters, too. You don't mean any of this.
Yeah, that's hilarious when people call out the globalists like that. When you're a 1% of the 1%, I don't care what you do with Black Lives Matter. Everybody knows you're pandering.
Oh, yeah, completely. Completely pandering. I'm really hoping that Andrew Yang's party gets off the ground a little bit, because then we have 2018 and 2024 in it. I mean, 2022 and 2024 in the bag. This Yang is definitely going to split.
I'm not a huge Andrew Yang guy, though, but I understand where he does have some popularity.
Yeah, go split the vote. Split the Democrats. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I actually, believe it or not, I like Yang. When I first heard of Yang and his $1,000 a month scheme, I laughed. I laughed so hard. And he was on Joe Rogan, and I listened to him, and I still did not agree with the $1,000 a month. But there are some things like rent that he wants to tackle in a complete capitalistic way.
The one thing that I liked about Andrew Yang that I remember sharing years ago is that before he ran for office, he posted on his own website 100 things that people asked about that he thought was the most important, and he just put his answers up there. So you didn't have to worry about what he thought about stuff. You could just go to his website. And I agreed with exactly 31 of the 100 things that he put up there.
Right, right. I hear you. Yeah.
So at the very least, he does put his money where his mouth is, and he's not afraid to tell you what his intentions are. So I can respect that.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
I just don't like a large majority of what he stood for.
Oh, I know.
But that doesn't mean
understand.
I don't think he's a nice guy and that he has good intentions. It just means that I didn't like his policies. But as a person,
yeah,
he seems like a decent person, so I'll give him that. And I can appreciate the fact that he's not afraid to tell you what his policies are. And he's not like every other globalist. So I respect that. Would I vote for him? No, never.
Yeah,
but I like the directions he's going.
I do too. I like his idea about keeping the prices of rent balanced. He wants to do some down zoning, which will enable more housing and apartments to be built, which creates a bigger supply to handle demand. And it also keeps the supply a little larger, which creates some competition in the housing market. And
well,
I do like
that.
It's
much better than what Mayor Pete and Brandon and Michael Robinson Obama, who's such a nice lady, what they all want to do is remove home ownership and remove all ownerships.
Yeah.
Where they want you to own nothing and be happy, and I don't think Andrew Yang represents that.
No, God, no. But my big question is, how quickly is he going to sell out? How easily influenced is he going to be when he gets into office to say, gets into a political office, whatever it may be? I think they're going to be able to keep him in line. And then he'll be less outspoken. He'll be,
that he's not going to sniff anywhere near the presidency. So I don't think he's a factor.
That is true. He's
sad,
still young,
because
but
if the Democrats really were interested in winning that election outright, they would have been so much better off having Tulsi Gabbard as their presidential candidate and Andrew Yang is their vice, and they would have had a viable option.
I love Tulsi so much.
They would have Democrats that would be traditional with Democrat ideas, and they would not have globalists as their leaders. So they would never, in their right mind, contemplate that.
See, I'd like to see Rand Paul be freaking president, Tulsi be vice president. That would be pretty interesting.
Yeah, but I don't think. See, Rand Paul and Mike Pence are polling at about the same.
Yeah.
Like 1.5%.
Right.
So between Trump and DeSantis, there's no room for a Rand Paul.
No, there's not. I still like him, though.
Well, so do I, and I wouldn't be sad at all if he suddenly became popular, but I don't think he has a chance in this particular election at all. And that's underlined and capitalized.
Yeah, and it's really sad. It really is. Because I really feel Rand could do a lot of good.
Yeah, but if Ron DeSantis is running, he's the person to beat, period. And if not, then it's going to be Trump. And Rand Paul just isn't a big loudmouth like that. I'm not saying DeSantis is a loudmouth, but he put himself in the face of everybody.
Oh, no. My governor's a big old loudmouth, and I love it.
And I'm not saying Rand Paul is a pansy by any stretch. It's just that he's not Trump or DeSantis right now, and Rand Paul would go great against someone like a Walter Mondale, I guess, or a Jimmy Carter that is also just quietish. But as far as going up against a globalist, I don't think Rand Paul would do well.
Oh, we definitely need a powerhouse right now.
That's exactly my point. He's not a powerhouse. He's a great candidate, but the average person does not see him in the same mold as Trump or DeSantis.
No. But I think Rand's got good response, though. I mean, I would have voted for Ron in a heartbeat. But they put up Mitch.
Yeah.
I really would have. If they would have let freaking Ron Paul win. God, that was a bad convention. They were actually predicting this fight.
Those of us saw already with election meddling and stuff. That's how they got Mitt Romney to where he needed to be.
Yup. And he could not beat Obama. There's no way. Mitt could not do it. But Ron Paul was dragging in the youth, dude, and converting Democrats over to the Republican side. Yeah. Not joking. Shoot, he had my attention. I'm like, dang. Definitely can deal with that. But he's all about, you know, stay in your lane, mind your own business, you know. Let the country run itself.
Yeah, allegedly after the Mar-a-Lago raid, there is one poll I saw in Breitbart where they're showing that Brandon's poll numbers went up to 40% again.
Yeah, they lie. They lying. There's been people coming out. Like Cuomo. Dude, Andrew Cuomo came out in like bashing the FBI for what they did. There are some like Democrats right now that are like, they're seeing it for what it is. They're like, this isn't normal. You're doing nothing but going after a previous administration because you don't like them.
Yeah, you might get some Democrats like Andrew Cuomo flipping Republican because they don't want to see things like this. And I'm not saying I like Andrew Cuomo, but when people see stuff like this and they're thinking, oh, this could be me. Nobody wants to co-sign on this.
No.
Jerry Nadler, he said it was great.
Oh, well, he's an idiot.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah. Yeah, DeSouza came out and he was all like, just wait. He was like, when we take the power back in 2022, he was like, just wait, revenge time. And I'm like, no. All that stuff is create a vicious cycle. You know? I mean, it's good rhetoric. Don't get a bent. Makes me want to get popcorn that it's not going to get the actual problem solved. And all they're doing is firing up the GOP base 100% and turning Trump into a martyr and strengthening his support. They are actually creating Republican unity and not even realizing it. And converting Democrats over to conservatives.
See, and they think they're doing the opposite.
Well, the problem is they're thinking, and that's never been a strong point for a majority of Democrats.
Well, you have the hardcore communist extremists that are giving Brandon props. Other than the devout communist, that everybody else is appalled by this. But their base of 15 to 20% who severely want communism in this country, those are the people applauding.
Yeah.
And then you have people like the Vag running out there with their not my emails merchandise trying to sell that.
And what is she going to do with that money? Has she even said what she's doing with that money?
I don't know what she's doing with the money. Oh,
see, exactly.
Which, I have a special guest in the third hour tomorrow.
Ooh, who?
So I ran into a guy this weekend who he's the one that made the original. Remember those naked Trump balloons or statues or whatever they were a couple years ago?
Wow. Yeah.
So I ran into him, and he will be on the show tomorrow in the third hour. And by the way, he just got paid to do the Trump thing. He's actually a Republican. But he's also a capitalist, so when somebody paid him to create that, he did.
Well, yeah, like I did the math. Yeah, I get it. If they want to pay you the stupid money, take it. Wow.
Yeah, he didn't realize it would make him that kind of famous.
Wow. That's a trip, and it was to make a statue of Trump, right?
Yeah, you remember those, right?
Oh, God, I got so sick of seeing that on my timeline. Because it was like every other post on my timeline was that, and I'm like, okay, I'm done. Wow, that is so cool. So how did you meet him?
I don't know if we'll tell the story tomorrow or not.
Okay, not a problem.
But it's no secret. I met him in Las Vegas, and I'll leave it at that. And then
Vegas. It's Vegas, dude. What happens there stays there, so I totally get it.
No, it's not like we went drinking together or anything. It's not like that. It's just I don't know if he wants to share the story or not, so I was going to let him do it.
I don't even blame you. And there ain't no shame in drinking in Vegas. Shoot.
Yeah,
even
but I'm
was
as straight edge as they come, Candace. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't partake in any drugs. I can't afford my lifestyle if I put money into that kind of stuff. I've never been to a strip club.
I have a question, though. How do you stay sane? How do you stay sane during an election year?
I got a lot of work to do.
Wow, yeah, election years, dude. I'm pacing back and forth for about a year on my patio or balcony, chain smoking cigarettes, freaking yelping about everything.
Yeah, well, I don't take this stuff to bed with me, though. I don't go to bed worrying about anything, to be honest.
Yeah. I don't worry. I get mad. I get so mad at the audacity of it all. I really do. And the amount of people that aren't seeing it for what it is.
I understand all that, but I can't take it out on my wife or my pets or my nephew or anything. So.
No. Yeah, no. Never. Never. Yeah.
Yeah, so I try to diversify. So I have my outlets to share my viewpoints, which is my evening radio show. I have my Broccoli Man cartoon, and I have my music when I get to it. I have the nonprofit to work with when I can focus on that. So I just keep myself very busy, and then I'm not going to bed angry.
Well, I think it's fantastic. I take breaks when I actually wake up from dreams about it all. That's when I'm like, okay, time for 1 to 2 weeks break from the news. Knock it off.
Oh, I don't have a smell-o-vision either, so I don't watch anything as far as fake news goes.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't either. I'm talking about news alerts on my phone, you know, my podcast that I listen to, stuff like that. I take a break.
Yeah, but you notice on my show in particular, I don't get extremely loud or anything like that. So I don't want to be that stereotypical angry guy that just yells all the time. I don't have the voice for that.
You don't want to be Mark Levine?
Or Alex Stone?
Or Mark Levin? Oh, I love Alex so much, though.
Oh, I really follow Infowars myself. It's just that I don't have the voice to yell like
that
anymore.
I can't either. I have a huge scar on my tummy, and it's really decreased my lung power from the operations I've had. So my abs are pretty much damaged to an extent, so I can't get that diaphragm muscle.
Now, don't get me wrong. I can get loud and vocal, but I just don't. I don't have an interest in it.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. I mainly just do my fair share of pace and chain smoking. And, well,
see, if I get angry enough, I'll do a Facebook Live, and that's pretty much where it ends.
You know, I've seen you go live a couple of times. I have.
Yeah, so I don't have a cell phone, so I use my digital camera.
You don't have a cell phone?
You never knew that?
No, I never knew that.
Oh.
Yeah. So how do you keep up to date? I'm just curious. How do you keep up to date with what's going on in the world?
Well, I work at home, so I just... any extra time, I just comb through the news and see what I could find.
Ah, okay, cool. I was curious.
And I have a Vonage phone, so it's not like I can't make phone calls. It's just that I don't have a cell phone. And if you work at home, then there's really no point in having a cell phone. If I work at home, I could just take a call on my regular phone, and if I'm going to the store and coming back, I'll be home in an hour or less. So
yeah.
If it's that serious, I'll call you back in a half hour when I'm home.
Oh, dude, I never answer my phone. It's like text me or hit me up on Messenger, but I never answer the phone anymore. I really don't. I think the only one that I really answer the phone for is my nanny because she's in her early 70s. But she's actually big on texting also. I am not a big phone
talker. Yeah, so they can't get their geolocation on me because I don't have a cell phone.
Nope.
And if they require a vaccine passport for me to go someplace, well, guess what? I'll stay right here.
Yeah, but yet voter ID is, like, you know, really, like, harmful to minorities and because they all don't have, you know, ID. But yet a vaccine passport on a cell phone, that always baffled me.
Hey, I went, like, 10 months without going to a store out here back when we had to wear scams. I refused. So the only thing that I couldn't do was I had to get gas, and I would just pay outside on the card. That's the only thing that you can't buy at the store, or you can't buy online. You can't buy gas.
We set up underground groups on Facebook in Washington.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really cool. they started a Washington, you know, anti-mask group, and businesses would come into it, and they had it divided up into counties, and people would either say, you can go in this store, it's safe. And business owners would come in and say, no masks required in my store, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cool. Yeah. So we kind of knew where the safe places were. And I knew where I could go. But there were some stores I didn't step foot in for 2 years. Because there was no getting around it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
yeah,
I even got into
with Washington State though was they closed all the restaurants, or they forced you to go in a tent in their parking lot, and you can eat out of their tent, but you couldn't go in the restaurant.
Dude, yeah, California was big on the tent. Tents are harder to do in Washington because you only get 3 months of nice weather. Washington
yeah.
just straight up closed the restaurants. They straight up closed them, takeout only or delivery. Then they opened them back up for 25% capacity. And masks were mandatory, no way getting around it. I didn't go out to eat for
yeah.
2 years. And then they really pushed, and thank God the public did push back on this one. Actually, the restaurant pushed back. When you walked into a restaurant, they wanted you to write down your name and your phone number.
Right.
On it, yeah. And they wanted to contact trace you. And so the restaurants were like, no, you're not making us do this. And the governor said, well, if you want to stay open, we have to. You have to. And then the public said, that's fine. I've already got my fake name and my fake phone number. Have fun. So then Inslee knew that he lost right when people started talking about writing down fake names and phone numbers. But shoot, when we left, I think restaurants had just, after 2 years, had just gotten back to 75%, maybe 100% capacity after 2 years. It was crazy. And you still couldn't go in a beauty salon up there without wearing a mask. I didn't get a haircut for 2 years. And I would take pictures of the signs on all the doors saying no entrance required unless you're wearing a mask. And I'd take pictures and send them to my nanny down here. She was like, I can't understand that.
Yeah,
like
I did not understand how a bank and a gun store would require scams.
Gun stores didn't.
Yeah?
Yeah, believe it or not, the gun stores, even though they were required, the gun stores were like, yeah, whatever. So they weren't requiring it. But the bank, oh my God. My husband could not go into a freaking bank.
Right.
Yeah. He couldn't, you know. And, he had to go, like, cash his paycheck because he still got a paper check. They didn't have the right deposit. And he was like, I can't go into the banks anymore. They won't let me in. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, like if I really had to go to the bank, I would have to drive to Arizona or Utah.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Exactly. That was crazy times, man. It feels like a lifetime ago. And it's still horrible up there. Now with monkeypox, because I still get the news from up there on on local TV station apps, and they had a line wrapped around the block for some clinic in Seattle to get their monkeypox shot, and it's a two-dose shot, which makes me really confused, but whatever. And I'm like, yeah, they're about to go monkeypox crazy up there. Like, how many shots are these people going to get?
As well, liberals will get whatever they're required to get.
I know, and it's so sad. I mean, so many of these people are on, like, their fourth, maybe fifth COVID shot. Now they're getting two doses of this monkeypox shot. They're just, they're guinea pigs, and they don't even know it. Just so
yeah,
sad.
So now there's even a new virus that's not even moneypox, because people are not scared of moneypox. So,
oh, what is it?
Check this one out. And I don't
okay.
know how I'm going to get Broccoli Man into this.
Oh, no. Okay.
But there's a new Lanya virus in China that they're saying is more fatal than COVID's.
Yeah, well, that's what they get for playing around in a lab. Wow. This
yeah,
is
well,
crazy.
They're still paying for gain-of-function research, so why not?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They definitely are. Oh, this is crazy. You know, the plague of 1350, that's the one that wiped out two-thirds of the world's population. And it was, they said now that it was four different plagues going around at the same time. This is nothing compared to back then. And
yeah,
the Hundred-Year War.
Look at it this way, though, Candace, and I don't know the ins and outs of what the technology was in the 12 and 1300s, but I don't know if things were as primitive as we're led to believe. Because what's to say that they did not have a great reset type back then, and then they just started over at some other point down the road?
Dude, that would so not surprise me.
Well, look at when Noah's Ark happened, though. And we're almost turning into that, where they were having gay sex in the streets, among some other stuff, back in the day.
Right.
And God had enough, and he flooded the earth for 40 days and nights.
Well, you do know that all the plagues, when they ended back in, way back in the day, that they have actual history of they all end with orgies. Yeah, that's how they celebrated the ending of plagues, with massive orgy celebrations. So you're
so,
right. I mean, you're not far from... Yeah, you're not wrong. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's to say that there could have been civilizations that are here on Earth that could have been five times smarter and had way more than what we have now?
Okay.
We don't know.
Yeah. No, we don't. But I believe in Atlantis, so. You know.
Yeah,
I
well, this, a lot of people think America is the new Atlantis.
We ain't that smart, dude. No. We're not that smart. It might be, though.
Yeah, well,
I
take getting right with the Lord seriously, though. So for everybody
yeah.
out there, I don't think this is a laughing matter, and I believe that we're somewhere between Revelation 13 and 15 right now.
You know what? I full on believe that. You know, I grew up Southern Baptist. I've read the Bible through multiple times, and I'm totally seeing Revelation right now. I'm getting deep into the beast. You know, because that was always, when I was growing up, it was always, who's going to be the Antichrist, who's the beast, and all. And then one night, I was thinking about it, and I'm like, What if the beast isn't a person? What if the beast is a complete system? And, like, you know, one head is the World Economic Forum, the other head is who? One head is NATO, the other head is the UN. You see where I'm going with it? And then the crown.
Yeah, but let's just
head.
Say that the Antichrist is not artificial intelligence.
It very well could be. I mean, this technology and this globalism is bringing in a whole new world where, when it comes to revelation interpretation.
Yeah, well, at that point, when artificial intelligence is here, they're letting you know that they have no use for you.
Oh, they have no use for us. They've never really had that big of a use for us to an extent. Did you hear, speaking of AI, did you hear that Amazon bought Roomba?
No, I did not hear that.
Amazon bought out Roomba. Do not buy one of those new vacuums because now they're fitting them with cameras. They're going to be made to map out your entire home and to analyze the needs that you might have. That they're basically going to let it get a look inside your home and see what you need in order to try to market to you.
Yeah, I've never had an interest in a Roomba myself. I'd rather do the vacuuming myself.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Well, they're not that sturdy anyway, in my opinion. And plus, my dog.
We also have a whole team of pets, so that the hair, they wouldn't like it all that much.
Yeah. Yeah, and my dog would just think it was the scariest thing ever, and he'd be terrified in his own home. He doesn't like inanimate objects that move. But yeah, that came out this week, and I'm like, oh my God. And they're admitting it. That's the thing. They're admitting that it's to map out your home to get an idea of what you need. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, I just can't believe people actually buy those things.
Me either. I mean, so many people are probably going to still buy them. It's like they don't care if they're spied on.
I'm having a hard time hearing you, Candace.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay. It's like they don't care if they're spied on. They really don't.
Yeah, well, those are the same people that don't mind the brand new IRS agents either, though.
Oh, that's going to go so bad.
And they're going to tell you that I don't do anything wrong. But when you not doing anything wrong could be you having a yard sale and you make $28 in cash and don't report it.
Exactly, and they don't understand that. Wasn't it a year ago that they wanted all deposits into your bank account of $600 or more to be immediately flagged by the bank and to be sent to the IRS? And the IRS wanted to be able to track exactly where that money came from?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they wanted PayPal.
What do these people think these extra tax agents are going to be for?
They think that it's to catch the millionaire and billionaire tax cheaters. I'm not joking.
Yeah, well, there's 827 billionaires in the world. So
I know, right?
No, in the United States, there's 827 people that do business that have $1 billion or more. So are they going to put 3,000 IRS agents per billionaire? I don't think so.
No. Nope. That the people that are falling for it are firmly believing that it's just to catch the tax cheaters. So the higher income classes can pay their fair share finally.
See, they're proving to you that they don't understand economics. Because if you want to tax a 1%er, you could tax them whatever you want. All they're going to do, like if Jeff Bezos owned Amazon and they wanted to raise his taxes by 20%, he would just say, okay, I'm going to raise the price of Amazon Prime 25%. And
yep.
I will take that money and pay for the taxes out of you guys. Problem solved. So everybody pays it. By the way, Joanne is ready. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a timeout. And then when we come back, we're going to have Joanne Moretti joining us again.
I cannot wait. That's going to be wonderful.
All right. So we'll be right back, everyone. So stay tuned. And we'll have fun and hijinks in just a few minutes here. So stay tuned.
The following message is sponsored by Truth. Are you or someone you know suffering from sheepalism? Sheepalism is a debilitating disorder which affects a person's entire worldview and is characterized by ignorance, denial, abandonment of basic morals and values. An unwillingness to think critically about things read or heard by mainstream media is a strong sign that you have been affected. Fortunately, sheepalism is treatable in many cases. Treatment may include, but is not limited to, training to help the patient understand that truth is being intentionally withheld. Help in understanding that assumptions and speculations do not qualify as evidence for truth. Living with sheepalism is frustrating. Thankfully, there's hope for those suffering this debilitating condition. If you or someone you know is dealing with sheepalism, please contact your local Truth Movement for treatment. They're standing by to help you now, and remember, you're not alone. Side effects of treatment may or may not include shortness of breath, migraines, anaphylactic shock, and a worst scenario heart attack. See your support specialist for details.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure
every time
that you
high quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with
it. They taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But why wouldn't you do... Why would you?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello to all your nincompoops and something that cares out there. I am the Wireitap. I am here to represent Weizsäcker Suicide Pods. Let's cut to the chase. The globalists have decided it is time to kill off all you 99% who breathe our air and use all of our food resources. You have not died fast enough by eating GMO foods or by killing each other from race riots we have started. We have tried to remove all the pieces of excrement by cooking up COVID in a Wuhan laboratory, but you are not dying fast enough. So we now have Weizsäcker Suicide Pods. You can now rush out and die in our suicide pods. Schedule your appointment today. You can choose between a blue, brown, gray or pink casket. Remember, you need to wear at least 5 masks minimum, and you will take a COVID test before and after you get in the pod. You must also make sure your ashes remain a safe 6 feet social distance when you are about to exit. If you like your experience, put it on Melbourne Compete Tube. We will give you 15% off your next session. We hope to see all you useless eaters get in these pods right away before we put everyone in FEMA camps. That do not exist. Schedule your appointment today for your Lysnicka suicide pod. Thank you.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative Show here on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Candace tonight joining us, and we have one of the longest tenured freedomists with us who is still on hiatus right now, but we are happily joined by Joanne Moretti. So Joanne, thank you so much for being here tonight.
Well, I see the crowd's all here. Thank you very much for that warm welcome. Hello, Candace.
Hi, Joanne. Great meeting you, too. I've heard wonderful things.
Oh, well, as long as you're all good, I'm all right.
Hey, that applause is much better than having a Nelson.
Yeah, this is true.
You don't want Nelson.
What's Nelson?
From The Simpsons. That's the bully that goes, ha.
Yeah, no Nelson. His voice is way higher than mine. So how is everything? My goodness, the world has gone off the rails. I was traveling for a little while, and I was trying to keep up with the news.
We're preparing for much worse duty here, so something tells me that they're really going to try to bring this globalist government in, and I don't think they're going to succeed, but they are going to try as hard as they can, and they're going to make
our
lives.
They're already doing it. They're already trying.
We're
not in a recession. We're in a controlled demolition.
Right.
You know, think about urban renewal. Ferguson, you know, they want to do an urban renewal program, and there's a bunch of blight everywhere, you know, like in Baltimore or Ferguson or other places like that. Everything is real shabby. Half of it's empty. The other half might as well be. But they want to put something nice there. So what they do is they destroy it. They burn it down, and then the city has to pay to remove it because it's blight now. You don't have to ask the landlords anymore. And then they come with the bulldozers, and then land developers come in, and, you know, everything else gets displaced. But think of what Joe Biden says. They always tell us. He said, build back better. You can't build anything back until you demolish and remove what's currently there.
Well, do you know that build back better is actually a UN slogan?
Oh, of course it is, because you see every globalist nation using that.
Yes. And I was like, when I heard that, I was like, where in the heck did Biden come up with this joke of a saying? And then I heard Prince Charles say it. I heard Trudeau say it. And I'm like, wait a minute. There's a bigger picture here. So I started researching it, and it's actually a UN program.
See, again, they always tell us we just have to know how to listen. He's telling us that. And, oh, yeah, they're making the big push. So,
oh yeah.
They don't see us. They don't hear us. They don't acknowledge us. They stick to the mission. Yeah, they don't care. They're incapable of caring.
I think they started
have one
doing
mission.
It in the 60s.
Mm-hmm. You're right. They did. It started with the Weather Underground. And the Weather Underground is still running around. They are still, you know, Soros minions. That Soros revolution, the Orange Revolution, back in, what, 96, 97, when he overthrew the Ukraine, they still got the same players. You know, they took the people of Ukraine took it back, but he just, with Obama's help, overthrew it again and put that clown Zelensky in there. You know, there's a lot more going on over there. You ever see a country at war host so many out-of-town guests?
Oh, Zelensky's a joke, dude, and he's acting his way through this.
Yeah, and how's that our problem? We got to arm them, and then they're demanding $72 billion a month. What are we, the sugar daddy? But we're not fighting Russia. We provoke and provoke and provoke Russia.
I think it's
you know, and only 30% of the arms are making it to the front line. Where's the rest of it going?
Yeah, I know.
And where's all that money going?
Right in Zelensky and Russia's back pocket. I really think. Well, yeah, of course.
You know,
and the Clinton
like I was telling Proof last night. You know how they're always saying that Joe is the big guy, Joe Biden. He's the big guy mentioned in those emails
right.
of Hunter
right.
Biden's. No, he's not. Joe Biden is not the big guy. Obama is the big guy. All that was going on under Obama's nose, and his entire intelligence agencies never gave him a heads up on that. With his vice president and his vice president's kid doing shakedowns all over the world. No one told him about that. And another reason to think that is they told us that Joe Biden shared a bank account with Hunter Biden. So
yep.
What do you mean you got to set aside 10%? He could have taken his 10% by himself or 20% or 100%. His name's on the account. He's not the big guy.
Right.
So either the intelligence agencies suck and they're so busy chasing Trump that they can't see what's underneath their nose, which is a serious possibility. However, I tend to believe that they all knew it and they're all in on it. It's a den
of
vipers
up there. I mean, they knew 9/11 was going to happen. I'm not talking about inside job or anything like that, which I think it is, but that's beside the point. The intelligence agencies put memos on Bush's desk saying something's going to happen. So if they knew that we were going to have a terrorist attack, they know what's going on now. They're not oblivious.
Yeah. You know, now they're not in the business of gaining information. They're in the business of planting it and staging things and setting things up. I mean, how many are they going to do before you realize, you know, that this is all theater?
Well, they tried to do that back in the 60s with Cuba. They actually told Kennedy, they were like, let's stage a terrorist attack on our home territory, blame it on Cuba. The American public will be like, yeah, go into Cuba and invade.
Yeah, and that's what they do. You know, when people say false flag, they think automatically you just think that it didn't happen. It was false. No, false flag doesn't mean it didn't happen. It just means it's being blamed on the wrong person.
Exactly. Exactly.
And they're doing a lot of that. Look at January 6th, so this kidnapping of Governor Whitmer.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't mean to laugh. I don't like that woman.
No, I don't like her either, but she wasn't going to get kidnapped. They got a couple of mentally handicapped guys and set them up to stage a kidnapping. And the guys didn't even want to do it. They were smart enough to know not to do it, but they got pushed into it. And the judge threw it out. The judge said that is, like, blatant entrapment.
Yeah, because one
and
guy
now
said,
raiding Trump's
I thought
house.
We were just going to talk about stuff and go out to eat at Waffle House or whatever place it was. I don't remember the restaurant. I'm throwing a name out there. But he honestly thought that they were going to talk about stuff and go out to dinner.
Right? and who would kidnap her anyhow?
How do you call that a stone cold killer?
Yeah, right. At the awful waffle.
I know. Hey,
yeah,
I love the waffle.
The one thing about Waffle House is most of them have the W not lit, so it's always Awful House.
Yeah, it's the awful
I
waffle.
I love it. I love
Did
the
I
waffle.
Tell
house.
You about
I
the
love
time
the waffle
I
house too. I actually do.
Did I ever tell you that story?
No.
So I got kicked out of a Waffle House once, and it's not for what people would think. I got kicked out of a Waffle House because my friends and I went, and I never went to a Waffle House before, and I tried to order pancakes. So
real funny guy,
I
right?
I had no clue that those were fighting words, and the waitress told the cook to explain to me the situation, so the cook had me go wait outside. I was not qualified to eat with my friends. And they were serious.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty low proof, getting thrown out of a Waffle House.
That actually
is,
yeah.
You got to really practice hide for that.
Oh, my God.
No, yeah, well, I don't like waffles. I like pancakes.
Get the biscuits
no,
and the
no,
gravy.
No nooks and crannies for you,
oh
huh?
My God.
That's
no, I never even looked to see if they had French toast. Maybe they have French toast. I don't know, but it is forbidden to say the word pancake in Waffle House.
That's right. Get thrown out for that.
Yes.
You're the only person I ever heard of getting thrown out of the Awful Waffle.
I know.
Well,
awesome,
yeah, try it. Go there and say, I want pancakes. See what they say.
Not
nah,
me. I don't want to get thrown out. I like the place.
I do too.
It's convenient.
It is. It's so nice. Ghetto as heck.
So anyhow, what
it.
Do you think about them raiding Trump's house? You know this judge that signed off on the warrant? He was defending some
he's
of the...
He's not even a judge. He's a magistrate. So I don't know the difference, but I know he's not a judge, but he was brought in exclusively to sign off on this. But
he's siding with that Epstein thing.
He was one of Epstein's personal friends.
And he accused himself when Trump was suing Hillary.
Yeah.
So if he had to recuse himself on one, why isn't he recused now? This stinks to high heaven. And Trump's lawyers are floating the thing, the possibility that they planted evidence. If I was Trump, the only thing they would have ever found in my safe would be a copy of Hunter Biden's hard drive, because at least then they'd have to look at it.
I know, right?
That would have been funny.
That would have been hysterical. They said the safe was empty. And as far as documents go, they're going to do a raid on a former president's house because the archives want some documents. Not even a subpoena. You just go and kick the door in. And I will guarantee you every room in that house has surveillance cameras. But they wouldn't let Trump's lawyers watch. They were in that house for 9 hours, and they would not let Trump's lawyers observe them.
I'm having a hard time believing that the safe was empty, though.
Trump is not an idiot. He must have been expecting them every day.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying there's anything incriminating in the safe, but Melania...
Well, how did they get a warrant anyhow? They said that those documents were in danger of being destroyed. The guy's had them for 2 years. First of all.
I know.
And he was in
New
York.
Yeah.
So how was he going to destroy them? He was in New York.
Well, I think there was a leak, supposedly, from somebody involved in this. And they came out and said that when the FBI went in there, they found paper torn up and put in the toilet like somebody was going to flush it. Yeah.
Yeah, about that. Every single document that has ever been generated in the Trump administration, first you do it on a computer, and then you send it to the printer to get printed. Every single thing on that computer is archived and saved in the cloud, not even on the server, but in a cloud. So there are copies of these documents. Plus, he was the president, So he could have declassified every single one of those documents. He doesn't have to tell the archives that until he gives it to them. And
exactly.
Presidents do retain their papers for their memoirs.
Well, not only that, but he was conducting presidential business down in Mar-a-Lago. And if I'm not mistaken, he actually had it declared, I'm using the wrong terminology here, but an extension of the White House to say while he was in office. So
yeah,
technically,
they all do that.
Right.
The Bushes had their place in Texas, and that was all Wyatt as an extension. The Clintons, of course, they had all kinds of stuff going on.
And we pay, after a president leaves office, we pay for them to have an office for life anywhere they want. Who's to say that that's not Trump's official office? He's kind of allowed to have whatever he wants in there.
And he has the highest classification, you know, for classified information for life.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so what
well,
you
maybe
doing
they were
is
just mad because they wanted Hunter to have Trump's clearance.
Yeah, really.
No, please, no, no,
he
no.
Probably already does. He probably already
does.
Oh, that is crazy.
Joe Biden doesn't know what bus stop he's at. The kid's running the whole affairs.
Nah, he doesn't.
Like I said, if Trump was smart, there would have been a copy of that Hunter Biden hard drive in that safe all by itself.
I just find it hard to believe that Melania didn't have jewelry in it or Trump didn't keep watches in it. Or,
I'm sure
know,
she has her own personal safe away from that office.
There wasn't.
They
like
were 9 hours in the house. They busted in his safe. Who were they to break in his safe?
Yeah.
Especially when you could have called his lawyer.
Yeah. They could have called Trump. Trump would have freaking given him the combination.
He would have.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this is serious stuff. This is bigger than people are understanding. This is absolutely huge. This is big step in the coup.
Yeah. This is trying to set a precedent, or you can easily go after and arrest an outgoing
administration. You better watch that, because if Trump ever does become president again, I anticipate a lot of offices getting busted into.
Mm-hmm. Oh, DeSoto's already said that when the Republicans take back everything in 2022... for the Democrats to be prepared, it's going to be revenge time.
Yeah, well, the Republicans are pretty sure of themselves. They shouldn't be too cocky. They let the last election get away from them. You know, they're good for taking a dive. They don't know how to fight. At least the Trump picks are all doing all right in their primaries. Those ones will fight.
Yeah.
We got to support the hell out of them.
I believe 2020 was swayed heavily. I don't believe there were legitimate wins.
I don't believe it. That was so illegitimate. Come on.
Yeah, I think so.
Even just a movie, 2,000 Mules, was enough to tip it.
Oh.
And that was just that section of the steal. They were just watching the drop boxes, and that was enough to tip the scales.
Well,
all the rest of the stunts they pulled. In addition to it, in Florida they tightened up the election. We don't have drop boxes down here. We don't have ballot harvesting here. That's all illegal now.
Oh,
we have clean elections in Florida. Yes,
I'm in Florida.
Florida's running great.
I know.
The other one is South
Dakota.
There, Kristi Noem. She's doing a bang up job too.
I love her, and there's some new chick that might be winning Arizona and I am so excited.
Oh, Carrie Lake.
Yeah, her.
Carrie Lake. I'm trying to trust her, and I will support her because right now she seems to be all right. But don't take your eyes off her.
I've only heard about her this past week, so I'm gonna start watching
her. Yeah, no, she's doing good things. She's doing good things, but I just. You know, her history, she wasn't always a Republican. But, you know, Trump is supporting her.
Yeah, but then again, Tulsi Gabbard was never a Republican, and I think she's earned our trust.
I like Tulsi Gabbard. I am not a Democrat either. But at least She's a thinking person. She uses her head, and she tries to analyze and rationalize everything. She analyzes everything, which is good. She thinks about it. I don't agree with all her stances. I probably don't even agree with half of them. But as far as her carrying herself and the integrity she has, that counts for a lot.
Hey, Trump called on her.
Yeah.
When he got into office, he called Tulsi up there to talk about Syria.
Good.
And she went.
She's
yeah.
an expert. She would know. Trump knew where to go. Even if he didn't know something, he knew somebody who did.
Yeah, but man, Fauci was a bad call on his part.
Fauci was head of the National Health Institute.
I do not
care. Trump's not a doctor. He has to, he figures the guy knows what he's talking about until he finds out that he doesn't. Trump's not a doctor, so he had to trust the doctors. And this guy was the head of the health agency, that's who he's supposed to be able to trust. But once he found out, he got rid of Fauci fast. Fauci disappeared.
I can't wait till 2024.
Joe Biden brought him back.
Gone. I can't wait.
Joe Biden didn't do anything. Like I said, he doesn't know what bus stop he's at.
No.
And then he tries to talk like a high guy.
So what part of Florida are you at?
I'm in Fort Charlotte, down in southwest Florida.
Okay.
I'm originally from
Daytona.
Boston, though.
Right on.
What did you
I'm
say?
Around Daytona. I'm around Daytona. I was going to be like,
I love Daytona.
Coffee.
Yeah, I go to Daytona twice a year.
Well, when you're here next time, hit me up. We will go to the Waffle House for coffee. Pancakes.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm there the first full week of March. And usually sometime in October.
Oh, you're down here for Bike Week, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, I love it. I'm like, wait a minute. She's here for Bike Week and Bike Fest.
That's right. Yeah, I wouldn't miss it.
I love it.
Usually
I'm
there 10 nights in no
days. A three-way chat on Spybook so you can be friends with each other.
Okay.
That sounds good.
I love it. Yeah. That's
but
so
like
cool.
I said,
yeah,
usually I'm there 10 nights and no days.
We're going to hook up for Bike Fest.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll be there with 5,000 of my close personal friends.
Hey, ain't no better friends. My husband, he wants to go to Sturgis so bad. He's a biker without a bike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're old guys now, so there's a lot of bikers with no bikes.
That's all
some
right,
of them got three-wheelers, though. They call them wheelchairs. But, yeah, a lot of our friends come down from Massachusetts, and they do the whole circuit. So, anyhow.
Yeah, but I'm being serious, so we're going to have to hook up and go out.
Yeah, we will. I wish I was over there now on that other coast, because I'd be in front of Mar-a-Lago with the rest of the people over there. They said that there's only a handful of people. That place is swamped. Thousands of people over there right now.
1,000 to 2,000 people showed up last night.
Yeah, they're all there today, too.
My phone exploded last night as I was cooking dinner, and I had all the news alerts about it. And I told my husband, I'm like, we got to go. It's like 3.5 hours away. I'm like, we got to go. We got to go now. Big granddaddy needs us.
Yeah, if I didn't have an appointment today and tonight, I would have absolutely gone over there. That's the place to be right now. It's happening. Quite lively over there. I'm just so upset about this, at what the actual impact of this is. This is earth-shattering.
Yeah, it really is.
Can you imagine what the rest of the world...
That you even have a lot of Democrats that are saying this has gone too far.
Even Cuomo crawled out of the crypt.
Yes.
I know. I know.
Yeah. Yeah, he came back from banishment to talk about this. This is very, very bad. This is an in-our-face move. Are they trying to start a fight? You know, they do everything they can to provoke conservatives. And conservatives, they're mellow people. They're not going to, you know, throw down with you. Well, most of them won't. Some of them will. But most of them won't throw down with you. I mean, did you see that January 6th thing?
I have
they
not.
They tried to call that a riot or an insurrection. First of all, an insurrection.
Yeah, the unapproved tour of the Capitol, as I like to call it. Yeah.
Yeah, the video I saw, they were playing elevator music, and it was appropriate. They were just wandering around like tourists. The guy with the horned hat and the red, white, and blue makeup, he's a shaman. He's a shaman. He wasn't there to break anything. He was praying. He was chanting prayers. I mean, he wasn't going
to
do anything.
Yeah, but that's like kryptonite to a Democrat. They don't want prayer.
Yeah, well, I mean, they made him sound like he was the leader of some movement. Plus, look at how many people were there. There weren't that many people wandering around the Capitol. If our country is that fragile that a handful of unarmed people can overthrow us, we deserve to be overthrown.
I know, right?
Really?
Yeah.
I see more people in the lobby of the insurance company over there.
No, it was an unapproved tour of the Capitol.
Exactly. And that was such a setup. If you know anything about construction, now remember when they had all the staging around the Capitol after 9/11, they were hardening the building? They changed out every piece of glass in that building with impact-resistant, bullet-resistant, gas-resistant windows.
Okay,
nobody with a billy club is going to tap that window and break it like a plate glass. That window was swapped out.
Oh, wow.
They had to swap it out. They had to know which window to break. They broke that with a billy club. There is no way in hell that you would break any other window in that building with a billy club. Just that one. Interesting.
Right.
They changed all the windows except that one? Baloney.
Oh. See, I did not know that, but I don't know a lot about construction.
Yeah, well, think about even the hurricane glass. But they put bullet-resistant, airplane-resistant, bomb-resistant glass in every window in that building. They didn't miss one window right there at waist level. When I watched them break it, I was like, that broke like plate glass. There's no plate glass in there. Well, there wasn't.
I saw them break it, too,
Yeah, that glass has been changed out. It had to have been changed out because there's no way in hell they could have broken that window.
And then we've all seen them let them in.
Oh, yeah. They opened the doors. The doors locked from the inside. Somebody on the inside had to open that door to let them in.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They didn't just turn the knob and open the door.
Well, I know back in 2016, you could walk right up on the Capitol and go find your congressman.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. There weren't any rules or regulations to go up there.
And they refused the National Guard. They did nothing to enhance security. They were not afraid of those conservatives. They knew that nobody was in any danger.
No.
But they did plant Antifa in that crowd, and they planted feds in that crowd.
Oh,
and
yes.
They are the ones that broke into their own building.
Yeah, I told my
husband. Those people had to be dragged in. I mean, the look on the cops' faces, they were frustrated because the people were hesitant to go in.
Yeah.
So they had to get behind them and push them in.
Well, the caravanning
wasn't going to work.
People going up there, I mean, that had been talked about for like a month beforehand. Nobody said anything, and I was in a ton of Trump groups. Nobody said anything about any violence, nothing like that at all. And I was
there was not going to be any violence.
Yeah, nobody said. They just wanted to go up there and protest. So you know Antifa had to have heard about it and decided to go up there and cause trouble.
Of course they did. And the feds, and they planted it. That was another false flag. It was blamed on the wrong people. And then they had this kangaroo hearing And there was no defense there, no, you know, asking questions on behalf of the people. It was just...
I don't know.
Like
I haven't watched.
Adam Schiff wrote the script.
Yeah, I haven't
there
watched
There was no defense whatsoever.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a one-sided show.
That's a joke.
So
yeah,
I don't know if you saw this, ladies, but a congressperson from Pennsylvania got apprehended today, and the feds, the FBI, took his phone away.
Which congressperson?
Yeah,
I shared it in the chat box that I started with me and you.
Wow. Right. So that makes one from Michigan, then Trump, and now this person that you're saying. Representative.
Yeah, so Congressman Scott Perry from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, he's GOP.
Wow.
Republican.
Wow.
So
oh,
they're
that
trying
is crazy
to track his legislative and political activities. And they're seeking all the discussions with the people that he talks to.
Yeah, guys, this is a plan to start going after opposing factions. We have three now, but they've done it too. I'm fully convinced. DeSantis
the headline
is right.
Says it's now open season for conservatives and patriot Americans.
Mm-hmm.
They're going after everybody.
Yeah.
DeSantis
ain't lying.
I hope
the
Democrats
Republic.
Are seeing this. I hope the Democrats are seeing this because, you know, first they're going for the conservatives, and they shouldn't be cheering it.
Mm-hmm.
They should not be cheering it because there's now, on top of the 77,000 IRS agents we have, they're going to add another 87,000. But you remember,
yep.
Since Obama, they've been stockpiling weapons and ammunition.
Yeah.
By the way,
for the IRS.
Just a side question, how many people live in Port Charlotte?
Probably about maybe 100,000.
Okay, so there's more IRS agents than residents of Port Charlotte.
Right.
Yeah. Crazy. Okay, I am firmly convinced now. If they're going after another one, it's officially heading toward a banana republic, dude.
We have to be very careful because this is a Praetorian Guard. This is
yeah.
a private army. This is not our official army.
Right.
The IRS don't work for us. They work for the Fed,
mm-mm.
for the Reserve.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So now the Federal Reserve has its own army.
Oh, yeah.
And they've been stockpiling weapons and ammunition. Remember we were asking what they needed weapons for? We asked what they needed weapons at the Social Security office, too, but it's another story. You're going to shoot
well,
the old ladies and the handicapped people?
I haven't fact-checked it yet, but apparently the IRS isn't the only agency that's stockpiling weapons and ammunition.
Oh,
I thought
it?
The Postal Service was also.
Yeah, so it was the Social Security Administration. And I was thinking to myself, what are you going to shoot handicapped people and old ladies?
Yeah, they don't
you
need
weapons for?
No, they don't.
Your pencil
but you're just... The only other time I could remember where a country was fighting other nations plus their own country was Nazi Germany, because it looks like the United States wants to put its military to fight Russia, fight China, and fight Americans all at the same time. And also while getting rid of 27% of the military for not getting their gene therapies.
Right. Yeah, so we have a shortage of soldiers. We have a whole cultural change going on over there.
Yeah.
They're not ready for war. They're ready for the burlesque show.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's Corporal Klinger.
But if they could get people out, get the good ones to leave, they can bring in the POS ones, you know?
Yeah, they
They're
don't even have anybody
better.
To fly the planes. The pilots weren't getting the jab. Because it was causing heart attacks, and when you're up in the air, that makes it worse.
So
oh,
is that the plan, then, to have the official troops of the U.S. fight Russia and China and everybody else that's on their side, and they use the IRS and the Postal Service and the Social Security Office against us?
Yeah, well, they can have fun with that. I'm very. They can have fun with that.
Exactly what it is. But when you're arming the accounting section of the government, they're pencil pushers. What do they need, you know, M16s for?
Well, some of those pencil pushers are vets, though. My dad had a government job for a while, and he was a Vietnam vet.
So I wonder what the questioning is like for these IRS agents. Are they going to say, are you willing to kill an American?
Yeah,
exactly.
See, that's why, I'm thinking that's why they're pushing the good ones out of the military. And the ones they bring in are already so brainwashed, they'll just do the government bidding, no questions asked.
Yep.
Yeah. Just like with the cops. They got all the good cops to leave. Now they can bring in these, you know, young, I know everything, and I'll do what you tell me to, cops. They've
and
already
I'll wear
shown
my
they don't comply.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean. They've already shown they'll comply.
That's true. They've already shown their compliance. That's what they've done. They've weeded out the ones that won't comply.
Well, I just thank God for veterans and knowing where the local armories are. That is all I can say.
Yeah, but who are you going to shoot?
The first IRS agent comes up to me with a gun.
Oh, by the way, Brandon's going to go out there and he's going to say, look at all these jobs I created by shutting down all these other jobs.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God.
And, you know, people going back to work doesn't mean that he created the jobs.
No, they're going back to the job they had before Corona.
Right. But remember, they were all on unemployment, so now he's claiming them as new jobs. No, they're not. They're just being retired back in their jobs.
By the way, it's been a year since they were paying unemployment plus whatever.
Yeah, so how are these people living with no jobs?
Yeah, they're not. They want to say that, you know, oh, unemployment and the stimulus checks. And I'm sitting here like, dude, that's been over for so long.
Yeah.
You know?
So
at the same time, though, I'm going to come out and say, I understand that people don't want to go to work when the jobs are requiring a vaccine passport and to wear two scams to go sit at a desk. So
right.
I don't want that, and I refused it. So I understand. I'm not going to risk my life to enter data entry for a cell phone company.
Right.
Exactly.
That's true. See, we don't have that problem down here in Florida. We're absolutely spoiled rotten. We have been living normal. When I traveled to Massachusetts, it was so sad. A couple of years ago, I traveled to D.C., and when I come back, I told everybody the streets were gray, the buildings were gray, the people were gray, the cars were gray. Nobody made eye contact. Nobody smiled. Well, I saw that same thing happening in Massachusetts. I went to this Chinese restaurant, and I had my family with me, so we ended up seated at the tables, not at the bar. You know, so we were entertaining ourselves the first night. Well, the next night I went back with my friend Mary Jane, and we sat at the bar. I was there for a little while. Nobody was talking to anyone other than the people that they were with. You know, like they'd have one person to be talking. Mm-hmm. Or if they were in there alone, they were quiet. They were just staring either down at their drink or up at the television. Nobody made eye contact. There was no camaraderie, no, you know, laughing and joking. And music was playing, but didn't matter. It was the saddest thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah, Washington
State
was like that, too. Nobody smiled. Nobody was happy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know because I didn't go to those places. So I didn't. I was telling Candace I didn't go to a store for 10 months.
No? Why? Because they wanted you to wear masks.
Yeah, I refuse.
I don't blame
you. We started an underground group in Washington, underground Facebook group of anti-maskers, and we would spread the word about where you could go that was safe, and business owners would come in and say they were safe, and it was
last week. Fauci was on Fox. This was only a few days ago, last week, and he was asked, well, you know, New Jersey's thinking about putting back a mask mandate. What do you think about the masks? And he thought, and Fauci thought about it for a second, and he said, well, a well-fitting N95 mask will provide protection. And he left it at that. He didn't continue and say, so that piece of cloth, rag, that you're putting over babies' faces, that dirty, filthy thing, has zero protection. That's like a mosquito going through a chain link fence.
Yep.
Virus is microscopic. The weave on that cloth is very simple for that virus to slip through.
In order to protect against a falling coconut or a falling cinder block, you put a sun visor on your head.
Right.
Exactly. It's all psychological warfare, and it's virtue signaling.
That's exactly what it is. It's virtue signaling. You're showing you which ones will be compliant and which ones won't.
Yeah.
Compliant or defiant.
Yeah, they
have
definitely...
I don't know about
definitely...
you, ladies, Florida ladies, but out here, whenever you see, like, a family going out to dinner, you'll see the mom and dad not wearing scams, but if you see teenage kids, they're completely scam-wearing.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
They're terrified.
Yeah.
You know, don't go outside.
I don't know about
it.
Terrified.
They must
think it's cool. They're not scared. They just think it's cool to wear a scam.
Some are also like, I want to do what I want to do. I'm required to wear a mask, so I'll just wear it so I can do what I want to do. They're not thinking a step beyond.
No.
Yeah.
But, you know, since those masks, respiratory infections are up, skin infections are up, impetigo, sores, everything, you know, allergies, everything is up.
Oh, yeah.
So is Karen.
Yeah.
And it's like people are, like, getting sick more often, and it's not corona. It's because we've repressed our immune system for over 2 years now.
Yeah. Yeah, the children haven't gone out to play with other children. They haven't gotten dirty. They've been inside a house. And
so,
now they can't even communicate with each other. They don't know
how. I'm trying to understand here, ladies, also, about how New Jersey's thinking about putting the scams on, and I did read that article, and they're saying it's because of moneypox, which has killed and 99.6% of the cases have been transmitted through gay sex. So what is putting a scam on your face going to protect?
But the CDC and Fauci have already said masks are completely unnecessary with moneypox.
Right. And they're a little high up on the anatomy, too.
Exactly. Because somebody
might want to go a foot and a half lower with that mask.
You've got a bigger chance of getting monkeypox from a handshake than you do from your mouth. You know what I mean? Just casual talking.
Yeah.
Well, don't forget that somebody... K is silent in monkeypox.
Oh,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
But
so,
it's also a survivable disease, such as chickenpox.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just not pretty.
Oh, dude, they're even trying to brainwash you on TikTok about it. It's so freaking hilarious. I'll have these TikToks come up in my feed, and they're like, I have monkeypox, and it's not a joke, and I hurt so bad. And they'll show their bumps, and I'm like, oh, no, this is propaganda at its finest, because the government already dragged in TikTok users to help spread the propaganda about getting the vaccine.
And Joe Biden already declared a state of emergency over it.
I know.
We let them declare a state of emergency, we were going to be in a constant state of emergency, and they love that power. They're never giving back.
I'm also wondering, because they declared a climate emergency, I'm just surprised they're not having us wear scams to fix climate change.
We are a speck of dust on a rock that is revolving around a sun that's just a speck of light in the entire universe. And we control the weather? Are you kidding me? And how is giving Obama and Soros all your money going to change the weather anyhow? You're not going to not pollute. You're just going to have to buy carbon credits from them for the privilege of polluting.
Exactly. I mean, I was hearing the old heads talking about this back in like the 80s or something, and they were talking about this whole environmental movement is nothing but a money scam.
Of course it is. Obama himself started the Chicago Climate Exchange with a $2 million grant from the Annenberg Project that was run by Bill Ayers.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I did the research on that. He owns the Chicago Climate Exchange. So you can buy carbon credits for him. So you say you want to pollute, but you only have so many, you know, portions of pollution that you can do with your company. But you can buy carbon credits from him. And then you can pollute for whatever those carbon credits are worth. And people who have carbon credits who don't pollute, they can sell their carbon credits to that company too. So the company can continue to pollute. They just have to pay the VIG for the privilege of polluting. And Obama gets the VIG.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's crazy.
And John Kerry. Yeah, they're all in on it.
Yeah, it really doesn't surprise me, honestly.
Except China. China told us to kiss their ass the other day.
They're
not playing climate with us
anymore. And then Nancy Pelosi is talking about how China is the most free country in the world.
Yeah, and she's also claiming that the only reason they were mad about her going over there is because she's a woman.
Yeah, the reason she went over there was she was dragging her kid there. Her son went with her. And he was doing the same thing Hunter Biden does. He was making deals with those tech companies for chips. There's a chips bill going through the House right now.
So
she's shoring up her cut. And she got her kid doing it. Because now they're talking about, oh, no, Congress people and their spouses can't have anything to do with the stock market. So now she's got to bring in her kid because it's not her spouse.
Exactly. Plus, we want to get those Taiwan chip-making companies come over here. They've already got one being built in Arizona, because when they do start a war with China and they cut us off, we've at least got the chips over here now.
Yeah, well, China's got herself in a tizzy over her visit. Nothing benefited the United States of America with her trip. There was no benefit to the United States whatsoever.
None. And it wasn't really something she should have gone for. That's more of like what a Secretary of State thing.
Yeah, but then when you see your kid get off the plane with her, and then you see his business deals going on with the chip companies. Well, we're all looking at China. He's around collecting the VIG.
Yeah,
like
he's another Hunter Biden.
Exactly.
Let's just hope there's less crack and porn.
Pelosi's kid, Kerry's kid, Biden's kid, and a couple of the others. They all put their kids up to this.
Yeah, Mitt Romney's kid also.
Hope.
Don't forget that.
Mitt Romney's kid, yes.
Oh, he's the biggest joke, fake rhino I've ever seen in my life.
He goes whatever way the wind is blowing.
Whichever way benefits him the most, too.
Well, so does Lindsey Graham, though. That's the art of
Lindsey
being
Graham.
Rhino.
Lindsey Graham said if Trump is the nominee, he's going to back Biden.
Okay.
Oh, who would have thought that? But he kissed up to Trump. He was up Trump's rear end like a hemorrhoid for 4 years.
Yeah, but it's not an election year for him, so therefore it's okay.
Well, the Republicans are doing a real good job of splitting their own party. They don't have to worry about the Democrats beating them when they're committing suicide.
I think we'll be okay. I think that the Democrats are about to get split with the Andrew Yang. So.
That's because we got to force. We're gonna have to force these Republicans to win.
But we got to get out and vote. We got to make it a landslide.
Yeah, we got to force them to win.
Yeah.
They don't sound like they're too enthused about that either.
No. No, but we shall see. There, you can't make your campaign just about the other guy. You know what I mean?
That's right.
The only thing that they have to run, that they're running on right now, is we don't like Biden. It's like, no, you can't just run on that.
No, they're doing the best to take a dive. Because we're gonna, like
yeah.
I said, we're gonna have to force them over the finish line. We're gonna have to force them to win.
Oh, yeah.
And then Kevin McCarthy thinks he's gonna be the speaker.
Yeah. What do you guys think about that? I honestly do not know what to think about that.
Well,
I'd rather have Kim Jordan.
You take the most spineless Republican and let him be in control. What do you think happens? You think he's gonna grow a spine?
No, he's a squish. You'll have to force
yeah.
him into everything.
Yeah.
I'd like to have Jim Jordan as the speaker.
Oh, so
I
would
like
I.
Jim Jordan. I like his outspokenness, but I don't fully trust Jim Jordan. I don't know why.
No, but at least he's got a mouth on him. But you know what? All they do is they point out what's wrong.
Yeah.
This is wrong, and that's wrong, and this is bad, and that's bad, and he did this, and he did that, and that's going on. Well, what are you going to do to fix it? You know, tell me what you're going to do, and I'll vote for you. But you can't just not vote and let the Democrats continue on this path. We have
yeah.
to put the brakes on them. So, like I said, we're going to have to force those Republicans to win, whether they want to or not.
Yeah, most definitely.
And we have to stick to the plan. We got to stick together. You know, those Democrats, like I said, they don't see us, they don't hear us, they don't acknowledge us. We do not exist to them. They are on a mission, and we are not even a consideration. We have to adopt that mentality. We don't have to listen to them whining and crying and talking about their pronouns or anything else. Just walk right past them. Don't even acknowledge them.
Yeah,
right.
We double them. As far as size, it's just that they learned how to fight us, and we're too busy worrying about if we're going to be called a racist. So we just let them win constantly.
Yeah, because everybody's afraid of being called a racist. Oh, knock it off. No one cares what race anyone is.
Did you
no one cares what your
what
gender is.
Bruce?
You know, I don't know why it's very important for everybody to make it my business of what their sex life is. No one wants to hear about mine.
Did you hear what Ted Cruz said his pronouns were, Joanne?
Oh, I loved
it. Say it again.
I loved it.
So, Ted Cruz's pronouns, do you know what his pronouns are?
No.
Kiss and my and ass.
I like that.
Oh, he tweeted that. Well, actually, he tweeted it, and it was also in video, and it cracked me up.
Yeah, well, I'm sick of listening about it. I'm sick of listening about their genders and their trans this and their whatever genders they are and their pronouns and stuff. They don't even know what pronouns they want to use half the time. You know, sometimes like, how do you expect me to keep up when you can't?
Did you hear about Kamala?
What about her?
Kamala was at, I can't remember the meeting it was now. It was like a couple of weeks ago. And she
Yeah, I know your story.
Yeah, and she was like, I am, my pronouns are her and she, and I am a woman sitting here in a blue dress. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, and that's when you're saying hello. That's already too much information. We already knew that.
I know.
How does she know she's a woman anyhow? Is she a biologist? No.
I know, right? Oh, don't make me cry. We actually
I thought they were trying to get rid of us.
So,
we have not done
tradition yet here because for the past couple of years, when there's a new Broccoli Man, I have to play it.
Okay.
Play it.
So, So I shared it in that three-way conversation I started with both of you, if either of you want to watch it.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you going to play it?
Yeah, as soon as you're ready. As soon as you have it ready, we're going to watch it live together.
Okay. I'm ready.
So I'll count down when both of you have it up.
I have it up. Okay.
I have it up on Rumble.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to go to Rumble, too. I got to go to Rumble, too, because for some reason
it won't pull up. You put a link in a joint message.
Yeah, but it always wants to pull it up in Chrome for me. I don't understand.
And then when we get done, we have a caller, so I'm going to open the phone line up after this, but I want to play at least one of the new Broccolis for this week.
I love callers, too.
You getting a lot of attention on these, Broccoli Man?
Sometimes. One of them made it onto Alex Jones, and I got 11,000 in traffic off it.
Nice.
No, seriously? That is awesome.
That is awesome. Congratulations.
How did it get onto Alex Jones?
Are you ready, Candace?
I'm pulling up right
now. We're ready. Say when.
I'm just waiting on Candace.
Okay, is this the one, the factor representing misinformation, right?
No, wiretap coming out.
Why is it not on Rumble?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, 2 days ago. Okay, all right, cool. Okay, I got it up.
All right, so I'll count down here, and then we'll watch it together. So we press the play button on 3, 2, 1... Action.
Well, well, well. Look who thinks them is flying today. If it isn't that quintessential something lucker and by a snitch.
Oh dear. Why are you all up in my business every single time I want to do something?
Ha ha, Green Dude. We are finally getting to look at your kumquats now, Green Dude. You must disrobe right this instant. We need to make sure you're not trying to smuggle any pipe bomb, any handguns, or any bottles of water on your person.
Don't worry, Wiretap. I will not go through the TSA naked body scanner. And I will have a professional do a pat-down so you are not getting involved.
Are you hard of hearing, Green Dude? I just explained to you that I will be handling those delicious kumquats to make sure you're not a domestic terrorist threat. Now, let me get my tape measure so I can measure out that junk.
No thank you. Do you really think I am going to let a complete pervert who I have arrested for being a child predator handle my junk?
Yes, sir. You will be allowing me to handle those kumquats, sir. Now I am commanding those dungarees to be displaced from that person right this instant. And you need to put the bloody scam on that face. If you like, I will also disrobe with you. You can rub your hands all over my own personal kumquats so you can verify I am not a terrorist threat, sir.
You are not the boss of me, Wiretap. Now step aside so I can have that gentleman right there help me get on my plane.
Sir, I am your father figure.
Do what?
I will be your father figure. Put your tiny hand in mine. I'll be your daddy. I will be the one who loves you. Till the end of time.
You can take your George Michael lyrics and shove it up your...
Hey, Biznich. You might think you bees is a comedian today, sir. We're getting the last laugh, you dolt. We just hired 75,000 IRS agents to do audits of anyone that voted for Brandon or any third-party candidates. We are finna shut down every small business in this country, Green Dude. And we will be placing hundreds of millions of you pieces of excrement that said even one thing bad about Brandon. We will have your audits monitored by 3 IRS agents. If one of those 3 auditors has a different number than the others, we will be taking you right away to that FEMA camp. That does not exist. Does your person comprehend the syllables coming out of my vocal cords, green dude? Wee's fin una kadunky dunk dunk. In your face. I mean, in that bloody scam that you needs to get on that face. You and Alex Jones are patient zero, sir.
Hey, that's great. Okay, I have to go get on my airplane right now without your globalists harassing me. Now get behind me, Satan.
That tears it green, dude. You are busy something ducker for real. You are not going on your airplane, sir. We were busy having you parade down Broadway with a shotgun in your back for a drag queen story time right away. We are going to march you right down the parade like that really tall guy in that Volkswagen walked Nelson Muntz in the parade on that Simpsons episode. With those pantaloons and those underoos around your ankles. We are not monsters, sir. We will allow you to keep any dollar bills that find their ways into your buttocks.
Okay, so you are telling me I have to cancel my flight so I can arrest you and everyone that is grooming children?
That is it, green dude. You keep stepping in it. You are now banned from sharing anything negative about a pedophile parade, sir. You are offending every single person that is attracted to minors and acting upon their impulses. If I wanted to have a boy's peanut butter inside my chocolate, then Officer Reese says it is now my legal right to not be exposed. The only things being exposed are kumquats. Now I am hereby directing you to show me your naked epidermis right now or I can add on more charges right now. You have offended me for trying to say something negative about my LGBTQPIP+ rights.
Parents will not put up with this.
Parents will put up with this, sir. If the child complains about what we do to these children, or a parent complains, them will be placed in a re-education camp so we can run a crime syndicate. We are making this LGBT a one world religion. You need to learn how to not be blasphemous against the trans community. Only if you are LGBT+ and allow us to have our freedom to groom children, enjoy our cannibalism, and bask in our wonderful world of extreme communism. You are a buzzkill, a biasnitch, and a something lucker for real. When we shut down this global economy, you will be getting your microchip and we will be giving you two choices, sir.
Like I care about your two choices.
Yes, sir. You will either live under the tyranny that the likes of this earth has never seen. Or you can save yourself and marry me, green dude. If we can get you on our side, then we can help Klaus Schwab get those 99% nincompoops who eats bugs so we can fix climate change. We need to kill all the cows and ban people from eating beef, and get everyone to eat people. I myself prefer human dark meat, sir.
Hey everyone. If we do not stand up and fight for our freedom, we will have the worst tyranny that Earth has ever seen. These globalists want to roll out exactly what is in Revelation 16 in the Bible right now. Please, get right with God. Also, you need to get educated with shows like the Proof Negative Radio Show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. He has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and a ton of information you need to stay a step ahead of these globalists. Do not go to the FEMA camp and get a microchip to live. Listen to Proof Negative on freedomizerradio.com.
Thou shall not be telling everyone to freedomize to the freedomists, sir. Now is the time for me to finally get to grapple with some delicious kumquats. Once we get gangster freedom-minded thugs like Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones Proof Negative, and that green dude in those FEMA camps that do not exist, we are coming for you.
Alright, so that was an episode.
That was good. Very on point. Very disturbing.
Yeah, sometimes they're meant to be disturbing. They can't always be knee slappers.
Yeah.
I don't know. The way he's always trying to go for the kumquats and Right. That just cracked me up.
And you caught the George Michael reference?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Most definitely. Father figure, I love it.
So, Vito wants to say hello.
Hey.
Hey, Proof. How are you guys? You guys are really hitting home runs tonight. You guys are hitting home runs tonight, and everything you were saying, I was like just amazed at what I was listening.
Thank you, sweetie.
The 9/11 stuff. The Clinton administration, they knew something was going to go on. I'm not going to say for sure that they knew what was going on, but they were. It's documented. They knew that there were Arabs,
yep.
Or Muslims, actually. I'm sorry. Who were training, who were learning how to fly jets. And they did not care how to land the plane. They just wanted to know how to steer the plane. The FBI was informed of this. This was discussed in Congress when the 9/11 commission was going on, and that disappeared.
Yeah.
Never discussed.
You're absolutely right.
Again.
There was a flight school down here in Florida that reported that. You know, and that
never
should have been a giveaway, too.
Again.
Why do you want to learn how to take off, but you don't want to
they
land?
They didn't do anything. They ignored it. But like you said, they'd rather go after the laptops. They'd rather go after President Trump and see what they can get on him, because that's their main concern. It's control. That's what this is all about. They're about controlling us. And they're slowly doing it. I mean, right after 9/11 hit, they had the TSA ready to go. I've never seen government so efficient before, but they had the TSA ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
You know, it was just interesting.
Didn't that guy turn off have something to do with the scanners? That's how quick they had them installed.
I think he owned the company. I think he had something to do with the company.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Right.
Do you remember when they hardened the Capitol building after that?
They were changing out all the windows and everything. Yeah, they not just hardened it, but they took scans of the building in case it got destroyed. They would be able to rebuild it.
Yeah, well, they changed out all the glass too.
Yeah,
and if you
saw
January 6th how easily that glass broke, somebody swapped out that glass.
Yeah.
Because that was not bulletproof, gas-resistant, impact-resistant, bomb-resistant glass that broke that day. So I bet you if we look hard enough, we'll find construction going on shortly before that happened.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that there's a lot. We'll find out about 50 years down the road, 60 years down the road or whatever. You know how it goes.
And look what they're doing to Trump. They've been on this guy since he came down that escalator. They have investigated him. They checked him every way. The man's clean. I never saw anybody so clean in my life. Even I'm not that clean. This guy, I mean, what more can they do to him?
Okay, so check this out. Talking about Trump being clean. After Barack ran against Hillary in the primary in 2008, Michelle Obama, she did an interview, and she said that Hillary will go up you with a microscope if she's running against you.
Mm-hmm.
And she is one hard lady to hide anything from. So he ran against Hillary. You
right.
know
yeah.
she went up. Yeah, and couldn't find
yeah.
nothing. That's why they had to
fabricate. And they had to make
so
stuff up. I mean, obviously.
Yeah. And I'm sure they're going
to
make
up
stuff now. They were in his house for 9 hours unattended. They wouldn't even let his lawyer in.
Listen, I don't know. As far as the search warrant goes, I mean, to have let his lawyer have it, I don't know. Because I'm retired law enforcement. But, I got to get up. But
shouldn't
they
gotten a subpoena first?
The process is you have to file an application for a search warrant. And you have to spell out the crime and what you're looking for, and it has to be. I'm not going to say that it has to be very detailed, but you have to look for things only in areas where those things can be hidden, right? And then if you start finding more things after you execute the search warrant, then You have to get the search warrant amended. You have to stop. You have to reach out to the judge. You know, they have to amend it. The judge will sign it. But that application, the judge reads that application. The judge doesn't know what's going on. All he knows is what's on that piece of paper in front of him. Now, whether the judge
right.
was in on it or not, don't know. In federal court, the judges are magistrates, by the way.
Yeah, well,
right? In the local courts, they're called,
the
judge. I'm sure he does. In the
local
courts,
well, he had to recuse himself from another Trump case.
And here he is signing a search warrant. I tell you, I would love to see what's on that application, search warrant application. It's just like the FISA warrant application that they found to be, it was a total lie.
They were fraudulent,
they
yes.
They said it was a lie. They said that the stuff that they put in that application was misleading, one of the judges. And what happened with
mm-hmm.
that? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
see,
Ed should
have
ruled for
you're
that.
You're swearing up. And it's just not, you don't just present it in front of a judge. You go to the judge reads it, and before the judge signs it, you know, you got to raise your hand, you swear that the information you put on this warrant is the truth, the whole truth, nothing
mm-hmm.
but the truth, and you have to obviously affirm it, yes it is. The judge signs it, and then go ahead, go do your thing. The judges, well, on the lower courts, I mean, they only know what's put in front of them, right? They don't ask about the particulars of the investigation. You know, I only did search warrants for drug cases, so...
Yeah, well,
you
think this would take a little more attention. It was the President of the United States.
But the thing,
and they said it was the documents.
And this is the thing. I mean, they are looking for documents, and these documents apparently were starting to get blowback from this. And they were saying that these were documents that Trump promised to give back to whoever because they were negotiating it. But he never returned them. So we had to go get them. Well, I don't understand. Why did you have to send however many FBI agents to go
receive
documents?
They should have subpoenaed them first. Those documents were never subpoenaed.
Again,
they just asked him to hand them over. He said no, and then they come in with a search warrant. And he was the President of the United States. He could have declassified every single one of them. He doesn't need the National Archives permission.
100%. That's what he could have done. And I'm sure, every
one of them could have been declassified. We don't know that yet.
You know,
but he still never needed the National Archives permission for that.
No, he's the President of the United States. He could have done whatever he wanted. He had the sole authority to declassify anything.
Yeah, don't they get a certain grace period for their memoirs? And he still has the highest classification for life.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would like to know, they did this, they were very tactful as to how they executed. They knew he was not home. I mean, his movements, I'm sure, you know, the Secret Service, I'd like to know what the Secret Service happened, you know, did.
Yeah, I'd like to know what the Secret Service was doing, too. How'd that happen?
There had to be Secret Service at the home, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though he was in New York at the time, they still have to have, Florida is his main place. So they had to have agents there guarding the house, even when he's not there. All right. So
I'm
guessing that either they knew his itinerary. I'm sure that it could be found, or and this might be the more logical thing for this whole thing to go down is that they probably had the Secret Service who was probably compromised that guard him.
That guy's got more wrap around him than a sewer in New York.
Yeah. No, you know, this is the government, man. He said that swamp was deep, and it is deep.
Yeah, well, it's just more than a swamp. It's a den of vipers.
You know, and you had mentioned earlier about Obama running the show. Right before Obama, I'm not sure if it was after he finished his presidency or right before he finished it, he did. There's a video of him saying that he wishes that he could have someone in as president. This way, he could have another term and whisper into their ear, like through headphones, and tell them what
mm-hmm.
to say and what to do. And listen, if anybody thinks that this guy Joe Biden is the president, I mean, he is the president, you know.
Yeah, he's a remote control dummy, too.
He's not in charge. He's not doing anything. He's just being told to go here, go there. You know, he can't put his jacket on. He can't even freaking ride a bicycle, for crying out loud, man.
No.
Come on.
No, he's not a well man. He's just
no.
Gone
no,
up.
he's a senile old man. I'm telling you right now, I think that they really have something really big lined up for us. You know, Trump said they don't want me. They want to get at you. I'm in the way. And that's basically
that's right.
And I think that is 100% truthful. And my other thing
they're
is,
already well into it. Well into it. They've already sorted us out. Who will comply? Who won't? Who is a supporter? Who isn't? They have us all categorized.
Yeah.
They already know, and they're already doing it. They're killing the middle class. They're destroying our energy, destroying our country.
Right, and you were mentioning Christy Noem. You know, I was listening to some program somewhere, another talk show, and they said when COVID hit, she wanted to lock down her state, but it was the state legislature that was not going along with what she wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if she's the angel that they're making her out to be.
Yeah, I don't trust any of them completely.
No, absolutely not. I mean, even Donald Trump, I trust him, but there's still something, maybe, just maybe, he could be a mole himself.
I do have some reservations about that, too,
because it all just fell into
place.
Of my mind. But I do believe in his heart, he's trying, but at the same time, I'm like, you know, maybe he's not really looking for me. Maybe he's with them. And not coming after, you know, like he's running interference for them. It's very possible.
Yeah.
It's very possible.
You know who I do trust? And he's one of a very, very few. Is that Ron DeSantis? Governor of Florida.
That guy is doing good things. He's doing good things in Florida, but again, you know, we don't know everything about him yet. You know, we don't know. You know.
Yeah, and you know, I hate to sound like this, but we have to find somebody to put our trust in. Otherwise,
I do trust my gut, though. I trust my gut more than anything.
Yeah, you know, always follow your instincts. You have them for a reason.
You know,
if it feels wrong, it is wrong.
I mean,
going after a
former president, executing a search warrant in his house. You can't, the FBI director Ray, he testified a couple of days earlier about the he was asked about the something about the Russia hoax. He was asked about the something, and he was asked if he believed it to be fake, and he never answered. And this is at the same time they were doing this search warrant thing. They didn't just wake up, the day before and did all this. This takes time.
That's too big for that. This has been contemplated for a very long time.
He had to know exactly what was going on.
Yeah, he did.
He had to know exactly what was going on.
So did Biden, or at least his handlers did.
Man,
you don't pull something
don't
like
know.
This against a former president without the current president knowing about it.
No. You know, I mean, like I said, if they were looking, they had so much on Bud right now. It was clear that the laptop disinformation, that was disinformation. They knew it was true. They have all this stuff where national security, is compromised. And yet they do this. It's just weird. You know, it's so blatant now.
Yeah, well, there's a bigger factor going on than Joe
not,
Biden, that's for sure.
You're going to tell me people aren't going to see through this now? So, you know, if people are starting to see this now, what's going to happen next?
Yeah, well,
they
never lay off
next?
At Trump.
They're never going to lay off of him. That is a fact.
Maybe they didn't like his tweets, but they liked his gas prices.
Yeah. They will never lay off.
No, and then what about his tweets? Everybody he told off deserved to be told off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so what if you don't like his attitude? What, are you going to date him? You're not going out to dinner with him anytime soon.
Look at Pelosi. You know, listen, we should tell China to go where to go. And I think Trump was doing that. All right. And she goes to Taiwan, and she's looking over some chip plant. Like, you know, what the hell are you, why aren't you meeting with the dignitaries? Why did you go to a business? And again, I think that she had her own personal thing to go down there.
Of course she is. She went over there to get her cut. She's working
on
a bill that's going to give them a lot of money.
She's big on insider trading.
And she brought her kid with her.
She made a lot of money on that.
Yeah, and she hooked her kid up with business deals while she was over there with these chip companies that she's now in charge of legislation over. So these chip companies are going to get big contracts, and she wants her cut. And she got her kid in there.
I think she's going to invest money in them, and she just wants to see what the hell's going on. My gut tells me that was her real intentions of going there, you know.
Yeah.
And you know that they weren't gonna do anything to her. The Chinese were not gonna shoot down her plane.
No, they weren't gonna shoot her down. Are you kidding me? That would light up the world.
Of course, and I don't think China's ready for that right now. I mean, they're getting ready for something. Don't get me wrong.
No, but they,
they're
rattling cages because they can get a better deal when they do that. Same with Rocket Man. You know, every time he lights off a candle, they throw money at him.
Yeah. I mean, their economy, China's economy is tanking from what they're saying. You know, and they're going to have to do something. They spent a lot of money on their military. A lot of money. And their military did not get to where it is today without Bill Clinton helping them. That is a fact.
That's right. Yep.
That is a fact that he stole them after he got, because he wasn't going to get elected. He was not going to make it to a second term. And something, I don't know what it was that happened. I'm pretty sure the Oklahoma City thing happened, and then what else? Some other stuff happened. But apparently China helped. China had their hand somehow in getting Clinton reelected. And he paid them back by giving them out some of our military secrets.
Well, you know that. You do know that.
No, this is not stuff
sold
that
China our old nuclear reactors.
Yeah, he gave them
nuclear
capability, and his wife sold Uranium-1 to the Russians.
She was involved in that also. I mean, they're
supplying our enemy with everything.
You talk about national security and everything being compromised. I mean, it's happening right under their nose, and the FBI knows this. They gotta know this.
And of course they do.
You know, but they're not about doing anything about it. They are the military arm of the cover up artists of our government. It's so clear now what they're doing.
In the meantime,
they're
chasing down documents that Trump's using in his memoirs.
Well,
that are probably declassified, and the archives hasn't caught up yet.
Yeah. Like I said, if they didn't find anything in Washington, in Florida, you can bet that they're going to go to he's got to have a safe in New York. They're going to go everywhere that
to Bedminster. They'll go up to the Trump Towers.
They're
but Trump's
go
not an idiot either.
And don't be surprised if they dig up his ex-wife's grave too, because I'm sure that there's secrets down there. Bet you can bet.
Yeah.
That he has stuff hidden in her grave. It's comical in a way, but you know it makes sense. I mean, if you want to hide some things, you know the best place to
put it. That
would
be a pretty cool way to hide things, but
yeah, why not? Why not?
Let me ask you guys, because you guys, I'm not trying to be mean, but you might remember this cartoon because it was just barely below my time. But do you guys remember the cartoon Penelope Pit Stop and there was Muttley?
Yes.
What was Muttley's gang that he was affiliated with?
I don't know, Dick Dastardly and Muttley.
Yes.
And
there you go.
The wacky racers.
That's what Brandon is to me, is Dick Dastardly.
Yeah.
Nah, he,
where they
Dick
have
Dastardly
new schemes every single week, but none of them work.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the wacky races.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the cartoon, but I don't remember the whole thing though, but
yeah, it was Dick Dastardly and his faithful dog Muttley. And they used to go to cheat. They used to try to cheat every race. And it always backfired on him. He never won.
No.
Even when he was cheating. But
no.
This cheating's gone on for a long time, to the point where we've become accustomed to it. So now people just blow it off, when they should be reacting to this, because what has happened at Mar-a-Lago is a very, very, very big deal.
Yeah.
And I don't think people are giving it the attention it requires.
Nope.
It's a big deal for this republic.
I mean, they went after a sitting. They threw everything they could at this president. And nothing.
Yeah.
They threw everything and everything against the wall. And nothing stuck. And they're getting desperate. I'm telling you right now, don't think that killing him is not an option.
Yeah,
not
but
on the table.
I have a really off-the-wall, wild idea of what they could do to defeat Trump. They could put out a better candidate.
Yeah, but that has to be a better candidate that they control.
I understand that, but they don't have that right now, so... That's why they're failing, is because they don't have anybody.
Yeah.
Well, all they got is a bunch of decrepit old relics right now and a couple of screwballs, young screwballs.
Well, they do have Michael Robinson Obama, who's a nice lady, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what they think they're going to pull out at the last minute, is they're going to pull Michelle Obama out.
She is not the ace in the hole, trust me. She's not, Hillary Clinton's got a better chance of being president than Michelle Obama.
They might even pull her out. Who knows?
You know.
They pulled Biden out.
I don't see it. I don't see her or him coming.
Well, Biden's involved. I mean, like Weekend at Bernie's already.
So
it worked this time. Why wouldn't they do it again?
You had Karen.
Although
Malone,
he's more easily controlled than she is.
Yeah, you had Carolyn Maloney. She's a congresswoman. She said that she doubts that Biden is going to run for president. And apparently that must have ruffled some feathers, because she had to walk back that statement.
Yeah, well, they're running from him like he has VD.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not. Nobody wants him to campaign for them. I mean, he can't make a coherent sentence.
No.
Can't even put his jacket on, and then he turns around to chase the jacket.
Yeah.
But he's wearing his scam.
Yeah.
He's wearing what?
Of course.
He's wearing his scam.
He's capable of putting that on himself.
My favorite, though, was when he was wearing his scam and he took it off and he gave it to the Supreme Court Justice.
Oh, God.
I didn't see that, but I could only...
Oh, that was hilarious.
Imagine.
He just gave it to Justice Breyer. And Breyer's like, okay, I'll hold it, but what do you want me to do with this?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I wouldn't have taken it.
No.
This is it's getting very, very scary out here.
Yeah.
And
it's
not everybody
crazy.
Gets it, though.
And
that's
I'm telling you, they're not getting it. They're gonna get it. Listen, they're gonna get it. And I just hope that whatever's going on, I'm speaking for myself. I hope whatever happens, that I survive whatever happens. Because they're gonna do everything they can to keep that Trump head from rearing itself. And if they have to kill off half of America, they will do it.
They're already
trying right now. They will do it. Well, it's coming along. you know, I just want to wait another two more years. I think 24, 25 is going to be the tell-all as to, you know, what's going on.
Well, they already killed off
it's...
a lot of us. They killed off the elderly with the COVID. They're killing off the young military-aged people with the fentanyl. And they're replacing us. You look at who's coming over the border lately. All single military-aged men. Yeah, but they're all men of military age. If they were dressed in camouflage, we'd call it an invasion. But they're all dressed in their Biden shirts, so. But they're young military-aged men. In the meantime, they're carrying the fentanyl that's killing our own young military-aged men.
Yeah.
That's who's dying with the overdoses. 107,000 people died of overdoses last year. That means everyone in this country either knows somebody who died of an overdose or knows of someone who died of an overdose.
Is that a hard number? Is that a hard number?
Yeah, that's a hard number, 107,000.
Where can I find it?
You can find it at Fox News. They repeat it daily.
Okay. I'll look it up. Yeah, 107,000
people
died
from overdoses.
Yeah, just
look up 107,000 overdoses and all the stories will come up.
Take your vaccines, everybody, because that's what's going to save you.
Well, that's how they're
getting
around
the vaccine. Don't
crazy,
take the vaccine.
Man. Just crazy.
The insurance companies have said that there's a 60% uptick in
deaths
last year.
Yeah,
they have a new disease called sudden adult death syndrome.
Yep, dead.
Yeah, and what's different? That vaccine.
Absolutely.
I have never heard of that sudden adult death syndrome until this year. This is like a completely new thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
It's got to be the vaccine.
Of course it is.
Well, yeah, the insurance companies are suing the makers now, so we'll see what happens.
I mean, you have states now starting to wake up. You know, they sued, I sent it to V-Proof. There's some hospital, I forget where it was. They were sued for $10 million because they were not granting people their religious exemption. Even though they got the vaccine, it was no jab, no job, and they successfully sued some hospital down south somewhere. I forget where.
Wow.
So, and Mississippi now is starting to phase out the vaccine. They don't want kids. They don't want kids going to school, getting back, having to take the vaccine. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, meanwhile, in New York and in California, they're mandating the children get vaccinated before they're allowed to return to school.
Yeah, L.A. hopefully. Because no other cities other than Los Angeles wanted to do that in L.A. County, so they scrapped it.
Oh, good.
Oh. Last I heard, Washington was wanting to require the COVID vax for the kids to go back to school.
They want the kids. All they're doing is they're killing these children, man. That's all they're doing.
You know, it is. It is so freaking sad. Even the adults too. Like up in Washington, if you want to work for the state, you have to be vaccinated. Have to be. And I actually know somebody that was working in corrections, and they went out and they got the vaccine to keep their job, and they ended up going into myocarditis, however you say that, wound up in the hospital for days from it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It's killing everybody. It is killing everybody.
They're doing a good job.
It's going to happen.
Even the pregnant people that took it. You see the amount of stillbirths and miscarriages.
Yeah.
That's a huge number. It's like
that's a big issue in Canada. They need an explanation as to why all these women are dying. You know, why all these pregnant women are miscarrying higher than record they've ever seen before, percentage-wise.
Yeah. I forbade my family from getting it.
I didn't take it, and I know my wife didn't take it. You know, she's waiting to get the call to take it. But you know, she's claiming religious exemption, but she teaches in a private school, and they're saying, well, if the Pope is saying to take it, we have to take it. Well, the Pope will fucking take what he wants. The Pope is
yeah,
the Pope
no, no, no,
too.
No,
I mean,
no, that's not my religion. But you know, I asked my doctor about the fetal cells. He said, well, originally there were fetal cells in it, but they were cloned. So you cloned a sheep, and it was a sheep, right?
Right.
Your clone is a sheep.
Yeah.
So those are still fetal cells, and I can't have anything to do with that. That's what my religion says.
I'm just not taking it for the simple fact that nobody knows what this thing is doing. What it's going to do to us, how it works.
Well, that same interview that Fauci was on, they asked him about young girls and having the problems with the menstrual cycles and stuff. And he says, well, that needs more research. And guy almost went off on him. He's like, you mandated this for the children and you haven't done the research on it? Well, we're learning new stuff every day.
I hate it when they break.
So you're all a bunch of lab rats, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's how they look on it. I mean,
don't forget too. They're telling us that they need to kill all the cows to fight climate change, but instead of eating beef, they want us to eat other humans.
Yeah,
I'll not be doing that either. I'm not a cannibal.
Well, see, my thing is, if they can mandate this medical procedure, and a shot is a very, you know, it's a medical procedure, no matter how low on the scale it is, when are they going to start mandating mandatory blood marrow donation? You know, I mean, it's just going to escalate. And then it's like, well, you only need one kidney. You have to give up one of your kidneys now. You're a match.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, they'll just
well,
do a kind
mandates
of
are not legal.
Put us in jail.
Nope.
Mandates are not legal.
Yeah.
It's starting. This whole thing is starting to unravel now, and I think once the bodies start hitting the floor, man, and the bodies are going to hit the floor soon. I really do believe it. It's going to be really, really, really bad.
They're on the floor.
Well. Yes, the bodies are hitting, but I think that this thing has to work. It's, you know, some people, it hits them a lot quicker, but I think this is gonna, as time progresses, it's gonna build up in your body, and then it's gonna just start dropping dead in the street.
Yeah, it
has already begun. But not to the extent that it's...
No, not yet. It's happening, yes. Absolutely, it's happening. But it's not happening to the number that I think that it's going to really happen. Where they're going to turn around and they're going to say, like you said, right now, with sudden adult death syndrome. We don't know what's causing it.
Right.
But it's happening now. It's a phenomenon that we don't understand. And I'm telling you right now, they're going to be bulldozing dead bodies out of streets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but remember right now, they're really pushing COVID. They're not pushing COVID gene therapies right now. But we'll see if they start pimping out the monkeypox.
They are. They're already pimping out the freaking monkeypox back. I mean, one clinic in Seattle had a line around the block for that freaking back. New York's going through the same thing.
People are fools. You are out of your mind. Out of your mind. Even the doctor that created this mRNA shot. He's saying this is being misrepresented, man. This is, I don't know if he used the word evil, but there's something really seriously going on with this, and I don't like it. So,
I answer me this, okay? This is something that really is like I'm curious about. Okay, as far as I can remember, the smallpox vaccine. Boom, one shot wonder drug, right?
Yeah.
They say that the smallpox vaccine, which is what they're supposedly using, it's 85% effective against monkeypox. Why is the monkeypox vaccine in two doses? Explain that.
But the thing is, it's monkeypox. You don't even die from it.
No.
No, you don't.
You don't.
So what
I'm
saying
is, what's the problem here?
The original smallpox vaccine was one shot. Now all of a sudden, it's two shots. That does not make sense to me. It smells to me like this is another experimental gene therapy shot.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, remember that
we eradicated smallpox.
Well,
yeah.
they want all gene therapies to be mRNA, so you're going to see every disease one by one eventually make its way out so they can get everybody onto the mRNA version. Go ahead.
Oh, dude, they're back on polio now.
And that polio has now reared its head. I mean, you know, what's going to happen? We're going to see Godzilla rise out of the ocean? Is that what's going to happen now? And we're going to run for the hills?
Yeah.
But these shots, they're proven to change people's DNA. I don't know how it's possible how a shot can change your DNA. But once your DNA is changed, you are not you anymore.
No.
You know, they could turn around and say, well, since this happened now, well, you know, you belong to us now, so you're going to have to do what we tell you. And this is what this I'm telling you. And if you want the magic antidote, they're going to hold that little bottle. You're going to have to take this other stuff, or else you won't get this. You know.
Yeah, they're gonna own our immune system. It's because the RNA is what they're messing with, and the RNA is connected to the DNA, and it can go in and change the DNA.
Right.
Yeah,
and
you don't
want to go
all
biblical on it, then you're no longer in God's image.
Well, we have to leave it here. We got less than 50 seconds left before this
shuts
off.
Well, I want to thank you all. Candace, Vito, it was very, very nice meeting you, and I hope we'll have another conversation. Proof,
yes,
thank
will.
You again for inviting me on, and I love you all, and have a great
night,
everyone.
So we have also, right, Joanne?
Yes.
Thanks, Proof. God bless America. Good night, guys.
We'll be back tomorrow. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just negative jokes here, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive and remember only you can defend those fights. I have to say that I am a hoot.